Hello.
Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. My name is Jesse, and I'm calling you from Opinion Research. And this afternoon, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions. Do you have some time right now?
Okay.
Perfect. Thank you very much. So, just to let you know, give me a second here. I have to ask, would you prefer English or Spanish?
English.
Okay. Thinking ahead to the November, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for president, U.S. Senate, and Florida state legislature on Tuesday, November 5th? Are you definitely going to vote?
Yes.
Okay. With which political party are you registered with?
Republican.
Republican. What is your main racial background? Are you white, Anglo, Hispanic, African American,
white?
Okay. What is your age range?
83.
How old are you?
83.
Okay. And generally speaking, would you say things in the city of Miami are going the right direction, or are they off on the wrong track?
Well, I take the wrong track.
Okay. We take that. From the following list, which issues should your local elected official in Miami focus on the most to help you and your family? I'm going to read you a list. You let me know which one, okay?
Okay.
So this is the first issue. Property insurance costs, inflation, and the cost of things like gas and groceries. Also, growth and overdevelopment, or corruption in the city government, or traffic and congestion, crime and neighborhood safety, or affordable housing, or flooding, sea level rise, and environmental resiliency.
So how many are you supposed to choose?
Just one.
Okay, well, I'll say the traffic.
Traffic
problem.
Okay. Traffic and congestion, okay. The next one goes, you will now be given a list of some public officials in Miami and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person, you can indicate that as well, okay? The first public official is Manolo Reyes. Are you favorable or unfavorable towards him?
You know, I don't really know.
So, no opinion?
I can't remember all. I just voted and put it in the mailbox today. And I researched all the people, but I can't remember who's who. So I really don't know.
No worries. If you do know the person, let me know. If not, we'll just put never heard of and we'll go on to the next one, okay?
Well,
Or you can choose to not give an opinion if you don't want to give a favorable or unfavorable one as well. Like a mutual selection.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. What about Miguel Gabela? You recognize him?
Well, no. What's he running for?
I do not have that precise list right here, but he is in the public officials in Miami.
Well, the only people that I could say offhand is that I know is that Rick Scott and Maria Salazar, because they're, you know, the senators and the representatives.
Right. These are public officials. They're not up there yet. But if you don't recognize them, just say never heard of, and we'll go on to the next one, okay?
Okay.
Christine King?
I don't know.
Okay. Daniela Levine Cava?
Yeah, she's the mayor.
Okay. Do you feel favorable or unfavorable?
Favorable.
Okay. Very or somewhat?
I guess very.
Okay. Bear with me here. What about Kamala Harris?
Kamala Harris? No.
Yes. No. Unfavorable?
Unfavorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Okay. What about Donald Trump?
No, I like him.
You like him?
Yes.
Are you very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Very.
Okay. What about Francis Suarez?
I don't think so.
No? Okay. What about Damian Pardo?
Yeah, I like him.
Okay. A lot or somewhat?
A lot.
Okay. Elaine Higgins.
I don't know who that is.
Okay. What about Joe Carollo?
I don't think so.
No? Okay. Moving on to the next one. If the elections for president were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote for? We have Kamala Harris, the Democrat candidate, and Donald Trump, the Republican candidate.
I'm going to vote for Trump.
Trump? Okay. And would you say you are definitely voting or for
yes.
Donald Trump? Yes. Okay. When voters go
look
to the
look how nice things were when he was the president. We didn't have all these wars. We didn't have all these problems.
I hear you. We take your opinion very valuable here. You say you vote from the mail or you go to the polls?
I voted from the mail. My husband was an invalid and he just died a few months ago. So we've been voting by mail.
Okay. And so, I'm sorry to hear about your loss there. My condolences go out to you and your family. Now,
okay.
Keeping up with the pace here, let me give you the next question. When
okay.
voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes local ballot referendums that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will not
right.
be asked. You will now be asked about three local ballot referendums that may be on your local ballot this November. Afterwards, please indicate if you would vote yes in favor of the referendum or no against it. Okay.
Well, I voted yes on all four of them.
Oh, okay. Let's hear this one out, and then I'll get your answer. Yeah?
Okay.
Okay, the first referendum is called Charter Amendment to Require Continuous Residency Immediate Preceding Qualifying for Mayor and City Commissioner. Do you remember choosing that one?
No, I don't.
Okay. Are you in favor or against it?
Of what now? I didn't get it.
It's called... The referendum is called Charter Amendment to Require Continuous Residency Immediately Preceding Qualifying for Mayor and City Council. What that means is, shall Section 4 of the City Chapter be amended to require continuous residency in the district in effect at the time of qualifying for a minimum of 1 year immediately preceding qualifying for candidates running for City Commissioner, and require continuous residency in the city of Miami for minimum of 1 year immediately preceding qualifying for candidate running for mayor.
Well, I guess so.
Yes. Okay. In favor.
Yeah.
All right. Definitely or probably?
Probably.
Okay. The second referendum is called Partial Conveyancy for Revised Development at 1111 Parrot Jungle Trail on Watson Island. And the valid question reads, shall Miami's charter be amended authorizing sale and or lease of 5.4 acres of Watson Island based upon fair market value of $135 million to Ecorelli, I can't pronounce that word, I'm sorry. Miami LLC for residential and commercial use pursuant to applicable zoning, waiving, binding, and requiring. So First is returning 13 acres to city to construct new public waterfront park at no cost to the city. Also, canceling existing theme parks and hotels lease and contributing $15 million for affordable housing, infrastructure, and other public benefits. If the elections were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against the referendum?
Well, what does that have to do with the parrot jungle? Does that mean that they're gone?
I guess what they're trying to say is that people have other ideas for this parrot jungle, and they want to either they're putting it for the people to vote. If you're against it or not, they're going to invest so much, and they're going to return 13 acres to the city to construct new public waterfront parks at no cost to the city. Also canceling existing theme parks and hotels, leases, and also contributing $15 million for affordable housing and infrastructures and other public benefits. So if that sounds like a good idea to you, then you could vote.
I'm just going to say no.
No?
Just too much stuff.
Okay. So that's definitely no or probably no?
Definitely.
Okay. Now, the third referendum is called Charter Amendment to Revise Mixed-Use Leases on Watson Island, and the ballot question reads, shall city charter be amended to revise existing leases at 888 MacArthur Causeway? Shall 3.2 acres of leased property to tenants for fair market value of not less than $25 million reduce overall development, extend term 24 years, waive bidding, and authorize at no cost to the city? So I guess these will be the benefits or what they offer. $9 million contributing to affordable housing plus infrastructure. Timeshare units become condominiums. Mixed uses to include office and expand public waterfront and pedestrian promenade along
just going to be against it. I don't want them building all this stuff and ruining everything. I don't like that.
I think that's what it sounds like. So is that a probably or definitely voting against
definitely.
It?
Definitely.
Okay. All right. I hear you. And thank you.
I mean, we got enough people, enough buildings, enough traffic, enough crowds.
Right. I cannot say that I disagree with you. Now, the reminder, the remainder of the survey will be focused on this third referendum on Watson Island that you were just asked about, okay? Now, you will now be given some of the specific components of this proposal. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of each. This is the first one. All at no cost to the city or taxpayers. Do you agree or disagree?
Do you agree or disagree about what?
Do you for the Parrot Bay, right? The Parrot Bay.
What is that?
Let me go back. Give me a second here. So if the Watson Island.
Uh huh.
So this is if the third referendum is approved. This is what they're offering, and you let me know if you approve of that offer, if it's a good idea or not, if it's convincing or not, okay?
Okay.
So they're going to build it and put it to go at no cost to the city or taxpayers. So that sounds like a good idea, building more condominium, leasing offices, eliminating.
I already said no to all that, didn't I? I don't.
Yes, you did. You did, but this is individual questions for the specific subjects. For example, they said at no cost to the city or taxpayers. Do you approve? Do you think that's a good idea or no?
No.
Okay, so you strongly disapprove.
Expanding, if they want to fix the Marine Stadium, I think that's a good idea, but I don't want to build all this stuff for more people over there.
I hear you. Now, the next one is expanding the public waterfront and pedestrian promenade along Biscayne Bay. Is that a good idea or a bad idea? Do you approve or disapprove?
Where? Along Biscay Bay?
Biscay Bay, yeah. So what they want to do, expand public waterfront and pedestrian promenade along Biscay Bay.
How do you expand waterfront?
I wish I had an answer for you.
I don't know how to answer that. Just leave it blank. I don't know how to answer that.
Okay. Okay. Now, allowing office space to be included. This is all part of the components and the proposal. So they're proposing,
okay, well,
these are the components in the proposal. So no, allowing previously approved timeshare residents to be condominiums. Is that a good proposal? No?
I'll just say no. I don't know where they could put all this stuff.
But so you don't agree or disagree then?
I disagree.
Disagree? Okay. Okay, selling 3.2 acres of leased property to tenants at appraised fair market value.
Where is that?
Also in Watson Island.
They have a lot they want to do to Watson Island, don't they?
Yes.
Well, I just disagree with most of that. So is it almost over? The question's almost over.
So you disagree to that one. Okay, let's go on to the next one. We're about 75% done. So if you could bear with me, we got about 2 or 3 more minutes of chit-chat, and then
okay.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Now, you will now be given a more detailed description of the proposal. So this might answer some of the questions you have. This proposal would update an already voter-approved mixed-use project at Watson Island. The already approved project includes a marina, 2 hotels, shops and restaurants, and a waterfront promenade, and would result in less overall development, meaning that there will be a reduction in the amount of commercial and retail space and fewer hotel rooms than voters have previously approved. The proposal would allow for some office space to support the shops and restaurants and allow approved timeshare residents to be condominiums. The updated proposal will result in over $1 billion of additional tax revenue to City of Miami. The project also includes a number of public benefits, including hiring presence for city residents, $9 million of new funding for affordable housing, and expansion of the public waterfront and pedestrian promenade to allow better public access along Biscay Bay. This project is privately funded, meaning no city dollars will be used. Knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or no against this referendum?
Well, I'd probably vote against it.
Against it? Okay. Probably against it, okay? Now, regardless of your opinion, what is the one thing that you like the most about what you heard?
What I like the best about it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I have no idea.
No idea? Okay. Would you say you will have to look more into it, or you just don't like the idea, or?
Well, I don't like overdevelopment. I don't like that, you know. I mean.
Okay. I don't like overdevelopment. That's a great statement right there. We'll go with that one. You will now be given some statements in favor of this proposal on Watson Island. Afterwards, please indicate whether the agreement is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing as a reason to vote yes in favor. I know you already told me you would vote against it, but I have to ask, okay?
Okay.
So let me know if this is convincing or no. That way we could speed through this, okay? Adding new retail shops, restaurants, and better public access to waterfront will make Watson Island more of an attraction for local Miami residents and families. Do you? Is that convincing or not convincing?
It's not convincing to me. You know, there's only one road over there.
Okay. Okay, we'll go with that one. The next one says, this proposal will result in over $1 billion in additional tax revenue to the city of Miami, which can be used towards important priorities like public safety, affordable housing, and preventing flooding. Is that a convincing reason, or is not convincing to you?
Say that again, please.
So the proposal will result in over $1 billion in additional tax revenue to the city of Miami, which can be used towards important priorities like safety, affordable housing, and preventing flooding.
So what am I supposed to say about that? Yes or no, or what?
So if it's a convincing reason to vote in favor, you tell me, yes.
Well, I'm not
going to
vote in favor of anything.
Okay, to make this a little easier, I have four more statements. Do you want me just to put no all the way down?
Yes.
Okay, with your approval, I'll do that. You will now be given some statements against the proposal on Watson Island. Afterwards, please indicate whether the argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, or not convincing at all, okay? So this proposal is not for Miami residents. It is a luxury hotel and condo project for the wealthy, not the average Miami resident. The average Miami resident will not be able to afford this. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Very convincing then, right? Now this
but
is
you know, I've been here 83 years, you know, everything's kind of a lot more than I like to begin with, you know, so.
So you've seen all the stages and the changes over, you know, the last 85 years.
Yes.
And now they're proposing this. So you can honestly tell me, like, it's not going to work out because it hasn't worked out, or it has been working out since it's been developed.
Well, look at the traffic, you know.
It's horrible.
Nobody can get anywhere in the morning or in the afternoon, you know. It takes them an hour to get to work, so, you know.
Okay. So
all right, are we finished now?
We're almost done, okay? Bear with me. So
okay. There's
three more of these statements that you can tell me if you agree with it or not, okay? And this is in favor of voting against it. So this proposal is yet another example of a big developer trying to buy influence and corruption City Hall with pet projects that line their own pockets. Is that convincing or not? Does that sound like a true argument?
I don't understand that the people are.
So all these statements
getting money
are
themselves.
Right. So all these statements are arguments that the public, the people, us, are saying that this is just a proposal, and it's another big example of developers trying to buy influence and corruption with City Hall with their pet projects that line their own pockets. You know, it's for their own benefit and not for the public.
So probably. Yeah.
Okay.
People are greedy these days.
So this is the next one. There has been far too much development in Miami over the last few years. We need to limit development and project and protect precious waterfront land, not build any more hotels and shops and that the average Miami resident cannot afford. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I agree.
Okay. The next one is, this proposal would increase traffic between the city of Miami mainland and Miami Beach on the MacArthur Causeway, which is already a big problem for local residents and commuters. So this is exactly what you were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So is that
TV.
Do you agree with that?
Hang on a second. My TV came on. Just a second.
Okay. Go ahead.
I'm trying to stop it, but it's not stopping. Okay. All right. So, what was the last thing?
The last one is exactly what you were talking about right now. This proposal would increase traffic between the city of Miami mainland and Miami Beach on the MacArthur Causeway, which is already a big problem for local residents and commuters. Do you agree with that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We're almost done right here, okay? About 90%. Now, taking into account everything you've heard, if the elections were held today, would you vote yes in favor for the referendum or no against it? I got a clear picture that you don't want to vote for it, but I need to get it in on the recording, okay?
Okay.
So would you vote for the change or no?
No, I don't want the change.
Okay. That's definitely, right? Or probably?
Oh, definitely.
Okay. You will now be asked.
I mean, we can't have all concrete, you know. If you don't have any grass, everything's going to fall over anyway.
Right. I agree with that. Now, you will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only, okay?
And okay, regardless, well, I got to go soon. I didn't know this was going to take so long.
I got one more minute. One more minute, please. Now, and regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential elections? Did you vote for Joe Biden, the Democrat candidate, Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, or someone else?
Donald Trump.
Excellent. There you go. Okay. Now, if you were to label yourself, would you say you are liberal, moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
I'd say considerate.
Okay. Very or somewhat?
Conservative. Very.
Conservative. Very? Okay. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
College.
College? Graduated
yeah.
with associates, 2 years or 4 years?
No, it was a 5-year class.
Postgraduate?
I only did 2 years.
Okay, 2 years. All right. Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for participating. I highly appreciate your time. You have a wonderful rest of your day, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Thank you, ma'am. Bye.
Good luck. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.